Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and you, going 9 years strong because of you, the Take Two family. You guys are awesome. Well, we have these great topics, summer topics, that we are asking our Take Two family to weigh in on, and here goes another one. Are you a good mover, Jerry? And Jerry, you have a lot to say about this, because actually, you're a phenomenal, you can pack really well, and that's because I think you had a job in a packing place, right?
I was a shipping coordinator for a few years in a previous life, yes. But I have moved probably 3 dozen times, so I have it down a little bit.
3 dozen times? Yeah. Wow. I know military families move that often, so if you have any military families, you want to tell us if you are a good mover. Maybe you're not so good of a mover, and you have struggle, you know, getting rid of things, purging things, packing things. Come on, you guys. We know the routine. We know the way it goes with life. We cover all angles here on Take Two. That's the way it rolls. That's the way it works. But you got to call in, because otherwise you're just going to hear Jerry and I go back and forth telling stories about what back in the day. We always say back in the day, because we're getting up there in years. But we need the Take Two family to weigh in. 833-288-3986. Are you a good mover? That's the question we're asking the Take Two family. And a lot of people listen to the show. A lot of non-Catholics listen to the show. So you're welcome to call in. You're part of the family. But people get information from this show, and they use it in their ministries and their work. And it's beautiful. It's just a wonderful way to come together as the body of Christ.
We always say that what you share, your lived experience, is going to impact another life, another soul. So please join us in this conversation about moving. Have you moved a lot like me? Have you maybe moved once or twice only in your life? 833-288-3986. If you have any tips and tricks for packing, organizing, if you found any of these new pods things or other services that are available that help you, let's talk about it here, because moving, it's a big deal. It's a big deal in many ways. Maybe I think Debbie, you might have said if you were military, maybe you moved around
a lot
as you were growing up. But call in Take Two family. Let's chat about this. 833-288-3986.
So, Jerry, I have moved. I was thinking about this last night. I was talking to Marty. I think I've moved like a half a dozen times in my life, my close to 59 years. So that's not a lot. Okay, 6 times. I would say I'm an average mover, but we had to move my mom when we were taking care of my mom several times. We got really good at that. So yeah. I think it's easier. Tell me what you think about this. I think it's easier to move somebody else than yourself, because when I was moving, I had a hard time deciding what to keep and what to let go of. And as a matter of fact, the last move that Marty and I made to the home that we're living in today, I actually, this is terrible, full true confession, Jerry, I actually left Marty the last day of moving. I moved to the new house. I couldn't do it. I couldn't finish up the last house. I struggled so badly. And he said, don't worry, go to the new house. Just don't look back. And I didn't. And I never, it was really odd. I had a really hard time emotionally separating from it, because so much happened at that house. It was the final house where the kids were raised, and then they left the house, you know, the whole nine yards. And it was very, it hit me so hard in my heart. Did you ever have that? That's what we could ask the Take Two family. You got so attached to a place or a home, and you were like, oh no, we got to move again. And it's really kind of painful.
So many angles we could take on this. Maybe you've been moving for yourself or somebody else, and when you go through your belongings, you come across things that are just very, very valuable sentimentally, and you just sit there, and maybe you shed a tear or two, or maybe a laugh. These things, we find things that we had forgotten all about when it comes time to make a move or something similar to that. So we're talking about this today on your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie, and you. Are you a good mover? 833-288-3986. And the reason why I move so much is because radio, I've been in, as you know, radio over 44 years, it's a very transient business, because you're always trying to really climb the ladder. That's kind of what, you know, being in radio and TV is in one sense all about, is trying to get a better job and a bigger market. And so a lot of my moves were way back when. But obviously last September, I moved from California to Florida. And here's another question for you, Take Two Family. Are you able to be ruthless when it comes to going through your stuff?
Ooh,
I had about a week, less than a week to get ready from the time I was accepted as a seminarian until I had to be on the road to Florida,
mm-hmm,
Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through stuff and I'm thinking, I have to keep this. Nope, I can't keep this.
Yeah.
I have to keep it. No, I was ruthless. I had to be. I had no choice. And now, good Lord willing, if I'm headed up to a seminary in Boston, please pray for that, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be downsizing and moving again, you know, so.
Yeah. Did you regret anything that you got rid of?
No. You know what? I didn't. That's the beautiful thing about it. I think. I tend to be overly sentimental,
Me too.
Yet when I break with something or part ways with something, I'm okay with it, you know. But there are certain, and I actually found some things though that I said I have to take this. I forgot I even had this.
Yeah,
you know, letters that you've received, things like that.
Right. Well, don't part ways with us, Jerry. We still like you.
Okay.
But speaking of that, the Take Two family, you guys almost filled up the rest of the summer with suggested topics. We want to thank everybody that weighed in on social media and shared what you wanted to talk about the rest of the summer. So if you have an idea, a topic, something you want to discuss, something that's going on in your life, and you're like, you know what, I want to bring it to the Take Two family. I want to see what the greater Catholic and those that aren't Catholic that are listening to Take Two have to say about this. Please go to Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, or you can go to my personal Facebook page, Debbie Giorgiani. I have the question there as well. And I'm picking all those comments up, and boy, is it helping. Charles Beery, we're filling the calendar for the rest of the summer because the Take Two audience has stepped in and they said, this is what we want to talk about. We had a couple priests weigh in. They asked for a couple topics too. So that's fascinating.
It is. Well, we're a family, and families love to do what is going to please the other family members. So yeah, anytime you have a show topic suggestion, you can email it anytime at take2show.com, the number 2, or you can mention it during a call to the program live, or send us, you know, a message through the show website, take2show.com. Email is take2@ewtn.com. All right, we're going to get to your calls. Noel, Amy, and the others. We are getting calls screened, but look at this. There's room for you on an open phone line. Are you a good mover when you've had to move across the street, across town, to some other part of the world? Are you a good organizer, planner, packer, unpacker? Are you able to get rid of things that you just no longer need anymore? We're talking about all of this today at 833-288-3986. Well, when it comes to packing your belongings and moving somewhere, are you a good mover? Maybe a not so good mover? Call in and share your tips and tricks and experiences, and we all are going to learn something from one another as we do on this show every day on EWTN Radio. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. And immediately before we go to the phones, I just want to tell you, you know this already. Hopefully you should know this. June is a very important month. It's dedicated to something very important to the world, and that's the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In 1675, Jesus told St. Margaret Mary that he wanted the Feast of the Sacred Heart to be celebrated on the Friday after the Corpus Christi octave. St. John Paul II, of course, a great devotee of the Sacred Heart, said, "This feast reminds us of the mystery of the love of God for the people of all time." So join EWTN in this devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus with art books, statues, rosaries, chaplets, and more, available now at EWTNRC.com.
I love Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. It was my mother's, one of her favorites, go-to saints. I love her. I love everything about the Sacred Heart devotion. Jerry, there are a couple open phone lines. We need our good movers or our not-so-good movers to weigh in on this. Please stop what you're doing, pull over safely to the side of the road, take us off of Bluetooth, and make that call, because you are the Take Two family. This is your platform, so let's go. 833-288-3986. As promised, we're going to Noel, who is first up in Colorado on our friends at Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Noel. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I'm right in the middle of a move right now.
Oh, wow.
And this is one of many within the last few years, so I think I have a little bit of experience. I did just came back from an interstate move, So I highly recommend pods. Out to California and then coming back, I made the mistake of having a brokered mover because I went for the less expensive option. Mm-hmm. Instead of like a major van line, I went with a brokered, and it was like gorillas had packed my things.
Ooh.
And sent them to me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I think for packing, what helps me is the same size boxes, if you can afford that. And then it helps the move go faster because they can load it all up on the hand truck. And it's mm-hmm. quicker than them having to resort the boxes and take them up and down elevators or stairs. Mm-hmm. And then what I've learned this time is because I keep going into smaller and smaller spots as I age and now that I'm retired, I ask myself, when was the last time you used it?
Yeah.
And I am, like Jerry, you were saying, be ruthless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of freeing and cleansing. And I'm thinking in my prayer life, too, I think the Lord is helping me get rid of things and just preparing me to be smaller and less attached to things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But Noelle, smaller is freedom, right? Right? Smaller is freedom. And everybody thinks when you're downsizing, it's like sad. Oh, you're getting rid of stuff. You're losing stuff. You're changing. But actually to purge and to be somewhat of a minimalist is freedom because you're not attached to those things. And Noelle, Marty and I have been doing this for 2 years. We are loving it. And we, after discussing this show last night, we decided to go even to the next level and just get everything down to the smallest, kind of size of boxes and everything we can get to. So I love that sense of freedom. What do you think, Jerry?
Definitely, yeah. Like I was saying, and Noelle referenced what my comment about being ruthless, and it is freeing, not to have so much stuff, and it just yeah. So I've experienced that as well. How about you, Noelle?
Perfect. Well said. Yes, the stuff. I don't like my stuff anymore. it's like it's a burden.
Yeah.
So just to be free.
Yeah,
have what I need, and somebody else can, if they need it, I'll just donate it. And I don't even want to do a garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
Come in.
Right.
I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah, you're at that point where it's like, get the stuff mm-hmm. out of here.
yeah. Well, Marty, my husband was reading an article. I don't know the details of it, but I can tell you kind of the gist of the article. This guy pretty much gave up his 9-to-5 job and where he lived and everything to just kind of, travel around and be free of everything. And they're kind of watching him and going along with him to see how he's doing. And he's really enjoying it, that he doesn't have all these like attachments that he, and responsibilities. Now, I don't know if everybody can do that. I mean, we've got families to raise and responsibilities, but it just sounded so interesting. And I think, wow. And then I know a couple that lived lived in a RV for a year. They downsized to an RV and they traveled all around the country visiting their kids and grandkids, and they did it for a year. Now they were sick of it after a year. They were tired of it, but for that year it was kind of fun. What do you say to that, Noelle, before we let you go?
Well, I was just at a baseball game last night with my siblings, and we met the couple in front of us who were just 3 months into that same new journey. And I thought, oh, that sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something, if life circumstances were different, I would love to do something like that myself. Noelle, thank you.
Thank you.
Best of luck on this newest move of yours. Mm-hmm. We'll keep you in prayer, especially for the safety of your move. 833-288-3986. Are you a good mover? That is our question today, and Amy will weigh in on it next in Minnesota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure if I was on or not.
You are now.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's just different listening on the phone versus the radio. So, I've moved many, many times. I moved, I didn't move for a long time. I lived at home during college, but then when I got into my late 30s, I moved from Minnesota to Hawaii. Wow. For a year for my work, and then moved back home a year later, and then to moved multiple times around Minnesota mainly, but yeah, it's always a huge process to be ruthless. And I found that out even more as we moved my mother this last few years, as she's getting older and needing to have more assistance in her living situation. So I felt like I needed to call in, and especially when Debbie had mentioned the moving her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting feeling moving somebody else, especially a relative. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And it's easier to be ruthless with somebody else's things, which is not always the most, I don't know, respectful way to do it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. 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 It's not very compassionate. I know I, you're making me think of that, Amy. It's true. When I was downsizing my parents' house, when my dad passed away, I mean, I was throwing things out right and left. And my mother kept saying, but somebody might want that. And I said, Mom, how many times are you going to say that? Why don't you just go wait in the living room and I'll finish up?
I know. But you're in the name of trying to do it in a somewhat, efficient manner and organized manner, you do need to get rid of some things. Like we did end up getting rid of a couple boxes of clothing, and she didn't miss most of them, but I mean, already a closet is very full when she's in an assisted living place. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think it's a great topic. And one other funny commentary, my husband and I moved from Hawaii back to Minnesota, and like I said, it was only a year that I was there, but we mailed all our things in the prepaid for packages, like almost all our, so that was kind of an efficient, weird way to do it if you don't have a ton of things to move.
Yeah.
Wow.
Less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very good. Cool.
Yeah, and you know, Amy and Debbie and everybody, a real good kind of a consolation for the being ruthless and getting rid of stuff is because usually you give it to like agencies, you know, thrift stores,
St. Vincent
or,
DePaul.
You know, so that really helps to make it, you know, a little less painful getting rid of some of those things that you just don't think you can part with. But the fact that knowing someone else is going to use it and someone who's probably less fortunate than we are makes a big difference.
You know? Do you know what I want to ask the Take-Two family, and Amy, maybe you know, or if anybody's listening right now, you could weigh in on this. Is there a national place that you can call up and they will, or you can ship them all the spiritual blessed items you have? Is there a national place? I've never found one. I know there's local ones in different areas, but one that like if I'm in Arizona, I'll ship it all the way to, you know, New York or something, because my mother still has boxes of blessed items that I have no idea what to do with. Have you ever thought of that, Amy?
That's a great question. My mom used to bring them to a local church here in town.
Oh, okay.
And they would take some of the things. Yeah. But a lot of times, if they're worth anything, a church might take them to put the funds towards the church or towards whatever charity that church is working towards too. So, but yeah, no, that's a great idea because you don't want to just throw away any blessed items.
Right.
Right, and you can't sell blessed items, and you're not supposed to. So I know that people that try to do that at garage sales, that's not proper for Catholics to do that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So maybe somebody will call in, and we'll get all this cool information, and everybody will be sending them from Take-Two family, and be sending them all their blessed items. Amy, you are awesome. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation today. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Thanks.
You bet. Absolutely. 833-288-3986. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, several of you on the line, but that line is open right there. If you would like to weigh in on our conversation, are you a good mover? We're talking about, you know, planning well in advance, packing, shipping, getting rid of things that you really haven't touched or even looked at for, well, what, like 50 years, things like that.
Right.
833-288-3986.
So, Jerry, you know, my dear friend Debbie, right now she's in Seattle for the summer. She lives mainly here in Arizona. And Debbie and I have been friends for, oh my goodness, like over 30 years. We raised our kids together in the moms groups and everything. And And when Marty and I were talking about this topic preparing for today, Marty says, well, who do you know is that's a good mover? And I said, well, I know Jerry is because he has the background of wrapping things up real well. I mean, you wrap things better than I've ever seen, but so does Debbie. So my friend Debbie, if you're listening, I am so in awe of the way you pack because I remember she's helped me several times. And boy, you know, those professional people that know how to pack real fast and use the box, you know, to its maximum capacity, I think is just absolutely an art. What do you say to that?
Well, what I say to that is I was just looking online about how to dispose of a blessed article. So I was only half paying attention, but there's a wonderful article. It says, obviously, you know, to throw them in the trash is not appropriate.
You have to burn or bury. Yeah, you have to burn or bury. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, I apologize, Debbie, for listening with one ear to you and listening to the point.
That's quite all right. You were checking out, blessed yeah. items, and that's important. But I was just saying, aren't you in awe of people who can pack efficiently, where mm-hmm. they use every square inch of those boxes? Like, I can't do that. For some reason, I see it, and I can try to put things in, and then I'm like, wow, there's all this empty airspace. It's really an art to doing that.
Well, it is, yeah. And I actually, if I may say so, I do it pretty well.
Phenomenally well.
Almost by accident, maybe. I don't know.
No, because Jerry and I, with the Stand Tall ministry we had a lot of products early on. And Jerry would send me stuff packed in boxes from California to Arizona. And I would open it up and I would just sit there and marvel at it. I would say, Marty, come look at this. Every square inch is used perfectly. I don't know if you realized you did that.
I didn't know, hon. I didn't at the time.
Yeah, you're very talented in that area. So everybody's going to be calling you, hey, Jerry, help me move. Okay.
All right, let's go to Linda in Springfield, Illinois, on the EWTN app. Linda, we're 2 minutes away from a break. We won't rush you off at that time, but we may have to hold you just for a minute. So welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Linda.
So I about 15 years ago, my brother was living with me. He had paranoid schizophrenia and bipolar and some health problems as well. And so he had ripped up a pole, and I think he was probably having a manic episode, but it exceeded a certain amount of value for the city, like over $300. So it was considered a felony. So he went to prison briefly, and then very briefly, like a matter of weeks. And then I was getting a call to, you know, could I take him? And of course I did. And so he lived with me for about a year, not quite a year. Unfortunately, he was found deceased out in a wooded area by some gentlemen who happened to be hunting in the area. So when I knew I needed to move, I wanted to move closer to my family. And I had the hardest time going into his room, and because, you know, I had the funeral arrangements and all of those things to do, and we couldn't see his body. Well, we were recommended not to view his body.
Right.
So long story short, I had somebody had said, well, call this. I was looking for moving boxes. Someone said, oh, well, call this. I think it was a Christian store. They get lots of boxes in, you know, from their supplies. And so I called. And I told the lady kind of what was going on, and I really would appreciate some boxes.
Linda, hold that thought hold right there. I apologize. We got an unmovable break, but you were laying out an amazing story here, and we look forward to hearing the continuation of that right on the other side of this break. And Lucia and Cease and the others, we are going to get to more of your calls. Are you a good mover or not? That's the question on Take 2 today at 833-288-3986.
We're talking about if you're a good mover today on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie, and we're speaking with Linda in Springfield, Illinois. Linda, hold on just another second. I just wanted to share with our listeners congratulations going out to another member of the EWTN radio family, KMMK FM 88.7 in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is celebrating 6 years with EWTN. Congratulations to Tony and Susan May and their team at KMMK. from your friends here at EWTN. Great job, you guys. 6 years. Keep going. More souls to reach, right? More souls to reach. Okay, back to our conversation with Linda in Springfield, Illinois. Linda, if you can just rewind about 10 seconds for our new listeners that just jumped in, and then finish your story, please. And by the way, Linda, I put your brother in our prayer book. So if you feel comfortable at the end of your story and you want to give us his first name, you're welcome. But God knows your brother. So that's the important thing. Go ahead, Linda. Go right ahead.
And so anyway, my brother had had what I think was a bipolar manic episode and had caused some damage to a pole and had frightened some people in the process. And so because the damage was over a certain amount of expense, it was considered a felony. They sent him to Dixon, Illinois, which is the only correctional center for individuals with mental illness and developmental disabilities. He wasn't there for long. It was a matter of weeks. They called, asked if I could take him. I did, of course. And he was with me for about a year, but he had taken off and was found deceased out in the woods. So I was, you know, I knew I needed to move, and I wanted to be closer to my family, but there was a funeral arrangement that was very exhausting because of his mental illness, primarily. He wasn't a regular participant at church, and so the local priest just said, well, just call around and ask the priest, and when you do, just tell them, give them a time limit. Like, if they know they only have to, you know, give you 10 minutes, they're more likely to say yes. So I went by that approach, and I finally reached this priest, and my family is Mexican. He happened to be from Colombia, bilingual, and I did my, you know, I only need 10 minutes, Father, you know. And the priest came back, and he said, no, 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 no. Full mass. So it was just, you know, such a roller coaster. But he did get a full mass, thanks to this priest that said yes and came forward. And so anyway, I was trying to move and I was overwhelmed. And so someone said, call this Christian store. They tend to get a lot of boxes with their supplies. I called and explained my situation. I said, I really am desperate need of some boxes and I'm trying to pack as, you know, and move as quickly as I can. And next thing I know, she was apparently a member of a church and they called me and they said, ma'am, we heard about your situation from, you know, this lady at the store. And normally our men meet in the evening, this evening, and we have our fellowship and Bible study and et cetera. He said, but we'd like to give this evening to you and come over and help you with your move. And so they came over. I didn't know any of them. They were total, complete strangers. I went out. I remember distinctly sitting on the front sidewalk in tears, overwhelmed with both joy and grief. And they went inside and I had most things packed, but they went inside and they made the difference. They tilted the scales toward my being able to move. So I think, you know, sometimes it's not just the things we're attached to. It's what you were talking about, your children, you know, it's the memories. It's the going into that bedroom, you know, where your loved one last slept. And so that's my story.
Wow. That is amazing, Linda. Wow, there's all kinds of things. I'd like to say condolences, of course, to begin with the loss of your brother. You know, just to have this this help that was offered to you here at this moment when you actually needed it very, very much. You know, God provides. God provides in all circumstances. And like you said, it made it possible for you to make that move. And so God knew all along what he was going to do to provide for that. And he absolutely did. And the fact you recognize that makes you all the more grateful for what God did for you and what these other gentlemen did for you as well. So.
Yeah, I was going to, the reason why I commented, as Jerry said, that God provides. I mean, God shows up at just the right time when we need it most. And he knows what our needs are. He knows what we're dealing with. dealing with, and he knows that it was a very heavy situation for you, Linda, and you needed that support. And I think I can speak for the whole Take-Two family. We pray you and your family continue to get that kind of support, because you know you've been through a lot. You know, that was a hard passing of your brother. I mean, the reason why I know that is because in a different set of circumstances, though, my brother-in-law died very suddenly. He was shot and killed, and it was brutal. It was the memories, there's so many things go through your mind, and it's just so hard. It becomes such an added layer of heaviness in the heart. And so we just want you to have, you know, many blessings around you, Linda. Any final comments?
I just want to say that at first I was just so flustered and trying to figure out how to find a priest. And when I finally got a hold of, I didn't know him at all. He was from Colombia. Mm-hmm. And when he walked into the funeral home, there's my family, Latino, and he greeted them. He started speaking to them in Spanish, and the heaviness in that funeral home just lifted. It was visceral. You could feel it.
Wow.
And then the priest went on in the homily part of the mass, he went on to say, "We will never know what really happened to Robert John." And those words have stuck with me to this very day. And I can still hear him saying that. Mm-hmm. And it took away for me, it lifted that, what happened, that incessant worry and, you know, questions that we can get into. It lifted all of that from my heart.
Yeah, praise God.
Yeah, then and forever. It lifted all of that.
Well, I mean, it was in essence, you know, so much of Christ showing up at that time, right? Because he was speaking through the priest, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've encountered that many times, Linda, when working at the parish level, when there are sudden deaths or tragic deaths or situations where there's a lot of questions and people are really just, you know, wondering how to deal with this passing. When the priest shows up, especially when he's just has the words of that Jesus would say, when he shows up on the scene, it is like unbelievable what it does for people. I've seen it so many times. So I can attest that, you know, what you and your family experienced, that's the beautiful presence of our priests when they, and that's why I say to them all the time, please, when you show up at these, you know, situations, please make sure you're in a good state of mind and you've rested and stuff, so you can be there for the people that are grieving. What do you say to that, Jerry? You're in priestly formation. You're probably experiencing some of that at the Basilica,
well,
right?
That's what a priest should do. You know, I think that's the right thing to do, and really get to know the people as personally as you can without, you know, being intrusive and stuff like that. But the more you can personalize your pastoral care for people, I think is very, very important.
Right.
So.
And speaking in Spanish did that. It made it feel. Yeah. Linda, you're awesome. Thank you so
much.
Linda. We have your brother in the book, just so you know. Okay.
Yeah. Moving along, Lucia in Montreal, Quebec, listening on the EWTN app this afternoon. Hi, Lucia. Thanks for calling in.
Hi.
Welcome.
I'm not a great, hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, thank you. I'm not a great packer. As a matter of fact, I just moved for the third time after 30 years, 40 days ago, and it was really, really, really hard. We hired professional help for my crystal and chinaware and my kitchen, but the rest of the house, my husband and I and the children, we did it, but I felt numb, very numb, because this is a home where I raised my children.
Mm-hmm.
I have memories of my parents who are no longer here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And my dad did work on the in the house that I can't take with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, all this to say that it's been hard. It's just been 40 days exactly today, and I keep going back to the house and visiting it.
Lucia,
and I just kind of let go of that.
Yeah, Yeah, Lucia, we put you in the prayer book so that you can lift this feeling inside. I can totally relate. When you just said I felt numb, I that's exactly how I felt on the last move that we made, especially when my parents had passed away. Lucia, one thing that I will tell you that has brought me tremendous peace and comfort are the many pictures I took on my cell phone. I all I do is, instead of getting sad now when I look at the home or different objects on my cell phone pictures, I just think of a really happy memory and I just move on. And it's really helped me get through it. I chose not to go back and visit the places again. And as a matter of fact, I have not been down the street where my parents lived for many years. I have not been back down the street. I can't do it. I've passed it many times. I can't make that turn into the street because I don't want to see my parents' house and I don't want to, you know. And so, but for me, the pictures have really helped. And it's like I feel like it's still with me. And so I didn't feel like there was a break or I had to let it go. So the pictures really, I think, are golden to help get through this process. Do you think maybe you could do that?
Oh, I have lots of pictures on my phone. And good. I do look at them, but sometimes I don't even want to look at them. I don't want to remember. I don't want to feel the pain, you know?
Right.
I guess because I have the memories of my parents there and I won't have them in the new house, you know?
Right. Right. I understand that. But here's the cool part about it. Remember, it's all how you look at it, Lucia. If you, instead of going to the pain of the memory of the pictures, you know, you don't want to trigger or traumatize yourself or anything of that nature. But if you can quickly attach a happy memory to those pictures, then the pictures have a whole new presence. That's what you have to kind of trick the brain a bit to do that. But when you do it, it's really quite beautiful. Like I can look at pictures now of my dog, Gracie, that passed away the same year, a month before my mother died. And she was super close to my mom, super close to my dad. I can look at those pictures and be happy because I think to myself, wow, she brought such great comfort to my mom and dad. So you see what I'm saying? If you could try to do that, it would really help. And we'll pray that can happen for you because I know that feeling so well, Lucia. What do you say?
Yes, I'm going to try that. I'll keep trying. Maybe I should avoid passing by the street. Like I keep going by and my neighbors, I lived in a crescent, but I had amazing neighbors. Mm. And the twice that I've been to the house, on the streets and passed by the house, my neighbors were out and they all came to me and they talked to me and I missed that. I missed my neighbors. I lived in a great, but this was a decision that both my husband were on the same page. It's just when I made when I accepted the offer of the house, that's when it hit me. And since then it's been downhill.
Yeah, me
too. It would have this effect on me.
Right. But Lucia, I promise you this, you'll get through it. You'll get past it. It took a while. It's only 40 days. But I will tell you that I stopped going to the neighborhood and talking to my wonderful neighbors who I loved. I just called them on the phone. It was a lot easier to start to make that move. So just kind of some suggestions that helped me. But we're going to be praying for you. And you're believe me, you're not alone in this feeling and you will get through it. Okay, and look forward to good new memories you're going to create.
I know that's it. Everybody keeps telling me, look forward to the new memories.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, they're there. Believe me, God always provides. He always provides good memories till the day we take our last breath. Right, Jer?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Lucia, for being part of the conversation today. It is interesting, though. You know, photos among all keepsakes. Photos can take you down one path or the other. It's really interesting. And maybe a combination of both. You know, you're happy, you're joyful, but then you're sad, you're crying because you don't have the person in your life anymore. And I love what you said, trick your mind. You know, we have to trick our minds once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, it's interesting about pictures because the other thing I would just want to suggest is in case anything happens to your phone and you can't retrieve those pictures, make sure you download them somewhere that you can get them later. That unfortunately that happened to me with one of the phones that crashed on me. So just make sure you have a backup plan for your pictures because it's not in the old days where you have an actual picture you can hold on to.
Right.
Jerry, our friend Trisha in Georgia was on the line waiting and waiting and waiting. Somehow she got disconnected. So Trisha, if you're listening, please call back. We got your message. Sorry if you got disconnected. And And that's to all the Take-Two family. If you're waiting and you get disconnected, call right back, okay? Because, you know, we get a lot of calls and we want to make sure we get everybody in. And you guys have been waiting so patiently. So I know we'll go back to the phones. Or do we have social media too?
Well, I was going to mention first that the world over tonight with Raymond Arroyo is at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight on EWTN Radio and Television. Tonight, Raymond is joined by guests including Bill Donahue. I love him, president of the Catholic League, on his new book, Cultural Meltdown. Also, writer-producer Mike Rowe on his new film, Celebrating America, Something to Stand For. You can get news from the world over in your email inbox every week. Just visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe.
Okay, and we have Cece in Lincoln, Nebraska on Spirit Catholic Radio. Hi, Cece. Welcome to the program.
Oh, Jerry and Debbie, you're my favorite. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, we love you. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, so recently my husband and I moved, and I just wanted to share a few things that I thought helped us along the way. First of all, I consider you and Jerry a part of my low-maintenance spiritual family, because low maintenance means that, you know, we pray for each other, we think of each other, we hear each other's voices now and again, but it doesn't matter how long it's been since we've talked or communicated or who's called last or, you know, when we're due for another visit. But we just know that our spirits are communicating back and forth. And so I really appreciate all my low maintenance friends and family. And
thank
you're a
you,
part of that group.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
So during a recent move, my husband is very organized, and he always has like three piles, a keep pile, a donate pile, and a recycle pile. And that helped me immensely as far as trying to organize things in a timely fashion. And then one of my very good friends said that when they moved a few years ago, they took laundry baskets, and they put, like, their breakable china, things like that. And they put towels in the laundry baskets and folded them, weaved them back and forth, put a layer of towel, a layer of dishes, a layer of towel, a layer of dishes. And she said it worked beautifully because they didn't have to deal with bubble wrap. They didn't have to deal with newspapers or anything like that. And so we tried it for our move, and those were the items that we ourselves took in our cars in move, and it was great. When we got done, it was just very simple. So that was a good point. And then my other friend, Olga, I went to grade school. We went to grade school together, and we're still friends, and she said, hey, you know, remember to take sanity breaks while you're moving. She said it's so important because it's so stressful.
Right.
I really like that a lot. And then, you know, I was telling her that I was kind of dreading it because we were just on such a tight timeline. And she said, well, you know, try to think of it in a positive vein, because she said, you're going to be going through things. You're going to be getting rid of things. You're going to be cleaning things. And she said, you're going to be so, it's a liberating feeling to unload the things that you don't need, you don't want, and somebody else can enjoy. Mm-hmm. So that was another point that helped me. And my husband and I came up with a word to help us through this move, because there's things about our former house that I just loved, and there's things about the new house that I don't like, but I'm sure I'll get used to. And so we came up with the word adaptation. So every time we say, oh, I miss this, or oh, I don't know where this is, or oh, I don't know if I like this, or, you know, we just say, okay, you know, it's time for adaptation. Nothing is going to stay the same. So we have to adapt. And that has helped me immensely. So, and then one last thing I wanted to share is our neighbors across the street, who also moved in before we did, they had the luxury of time on their side, and they moved one room at a time. So in their old house, they moved all the living room belongings, furniture, you know, pictures, whatever, and they got that all organized, and then they went back to their old house, and they got one bedroom, and they, you know, packed that up and then brought it to the new house and organized that. And I thought, you know, if you have the luxury of time, that really is sort of a novel way of moving, and not everybody has that, but it was just something that I thought I would like to pass along. So that's in a nutshell, that's kind of where we are.
Well, Cece, thank you for including us in your low-maintenance family. We appreciate that and for being a regular listener of the show. Your last point there reminds me of kind of how I am. I don't pack and move this way, but I think this way. That is what I mean is I'm more of a linear thinker. You know, when I start something, it's not the easiest thing for me to do to have multiple things going on at once. I can do it, but I'd rather finish a thing after I start it, and moving one room at a time would fit that perfectly for me, Debbie. And all those other tips you shared, Cece, are just fantastic.
Oh yeah, Cece, I love the tips, just brilliant. And as you were sharing about the towels and the glassware, you're so spot on. When I was talking about my friend who is I think she's just an incredible packer. That's what she did. She went into my cabinets and took all the towels, and I'm like, what are you doing? Just put the towels in a box. And she's like, no, you can use these. This is great. And it was so easy to move. So I love those tips. Cece, you're amazing. Thank you so much for sharing them with the whole Take Two family today.
Welcome. And I have one prayer request. If the Take Two family, you and Jerry and the Take Two family would join me in saying a prayer for the sale of our house. It is a lovely house. It was blessed when we first moved in, and it had served us well. And God was present in our house. And now it's been on the market for 3 weeks, and we've had so much traffic through it and so many compliments. But for one reason or another, people are saying, well, you know, it's not quite right. And I know God has just the right people that will be by to purchase that house. But I just even told the house, it's like the house is animated. I said, you are so loving, charming, kind, welcoming, warm. You know, please just grab somebody who is looking for you and just charm the pants off of them and just let them buy you so that we can move on.
We put you in the prayer book. Absolutely. We will keep us posted, Cece. And we go, obviously, I'm going to go to St. Joseph. My husband's a realtor, so absolutely. We always go to St. Joseph. Okay, Cece?
God bless you, and you're all in my prayers.
Thank you. We'll take it. Believe me, absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, we're going to try to squeeze in a few more. Lori in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, on Sirius XM 130. Take it away, Lori.
Hi. Hi. I caught the tail end of you talking about what to do with blessed items that you don't really have a use for.
Right.
And I went through Katrina, and we lost everything.
Oh.
And we rebuilt and whatnot. And one of the things that I have after is a group of ladies from up north, I don't know exactly where, sent some quilts down to Keesler Air Force Base where my husband works at. And he said, you know, I'm going to go by and pick you out a quilt. And I was just in a really bad mood that day. And I said, I really like something with cats, knowing he couldn't find anything that specific. Lo and behold, he found a cat quilt, and it was the same pattern of a quilt book I had bought the week before to cheer me up.
Mm-hmm.
It occurred to me, with if you have a beautiful, blessed item and you just don't know what to do with it, if there's a natural disaster, be it a hurricane or a fire, contact maybe the local parish and see if they would take it and offer it to somebody who's lost everything.
Wow. Wow, Lori, that is a fantastic point. And I would think in the midst of going through all of that, you know, it'd be one of the things it might not come to our minds, but it obviously came to yours, Lori, and that is a great point. God forbid anybody should lose everything like you did, but, you know, there's always a home for things like that, Lori is pointing out to us.
Absolutely. So Lori, you have a great spirit. You can hear it. So thank you so much for sharing today. We appreciate it. God bless you, and have a beautiful rest of your day. Jerry, we're down to 90 seconds, but our friend Tricia called back from Georgia. Tricia, you got 30 seconds. Do you want to just say hello real quickly? You're going to hear the music. Hello, Tricia.
Hi. I want to tell you that I've moved 27 times in 46 years.
Wow.
And my attitude's always been one of excitement. I think it happened when I was 7 and we moved to Venezuela, and it was just, it was a good and bad. You know, the poor people were sad to see. But anyway, what I found out is we just moved family furniture, you know, like from our parents or grandparents, basic kitchen stuff, mm-hmm. and we cut down a lot on clothes.
Right.
I'm still cutting down now since I'm 75, and I say, I don't really need this, so
right.
it goes to Catholic Social Services. Shoes and purses are my downfall.
I'm kind of with you, Tricia.
Tricia, you're so... the youngest and most energetic 75 we've ever met, by the way.
Yes,
so,
and we love you to pieces. And thank you for calling back. And that was a beautiful way to end this great discussion on moving. She said, I approach it with excitement. It's an adventure, Jerry, and I love that.
Michael in Northeast Ohio was going to tell us how he leaves sentimental places. Michael, maybe we'll do this topic again, but you can also call in on an unscripted show, which is your opportunity to talk about anything that you want. So thank you, Michael, in Northeast Ohio. Thank you, show team. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the broadcast. Debbie and I are going to be back with you tomorrow with another live episode of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Do you get excited learning something new about your faith? That's tomorrow's show. We ask the saint of the day, Saint Margareta Ebner, pray for us. We'll see you tomorrow.